Hi, I'm Ben Trefney, news director here at KALW, and I want to invite you to become a member of KALW. We are 70% listener supported, so as you listen to this piece from our newsroom, please make sure to go to the Donate Now button at KALW.org. Thanks.
KALW.
California has joined much of the rest of the world in a state of suspended animation as people try to contain the spread of the novel coronavirus. This afternoon, officials from six Bay Area counties asked residents to shelter in place, except for getting groceries or taking care of other essential functions. Here with an update on what we need to know is KALW's news director, Ben Trefney. Hey, Ben.
Hi, Hannah. Good to see you.
Good to see you, although we're not seeing a lot of other people today because our staff is working remotely.
Yeah, and after today, it looks like that's probably going to be the case for you and me too, though we're going to try to keep reporting the news as much as possible. But let's get right to audio from today's press conference at San Francisco City Hall. I want to play for you an extended clip from San Francisco Mayor London Breed announcing measures that will affect San Francisco and also Alameda, Contra Costa, Marin, San Mateo, and Santa Clara counties.
The new public health order that we're announcing will require San Franciscans to remain at home with exceptions only for essential outings. These measures will be disruptive to day-to-day life, but there is no need to panic. Essential government services like our police, our fire, our transit, and sanitation will continue. So your garbage will be picked up. Police officers will be out there on the front line. Our fire safety officials and others. Also, grocery stores and pharmacies and banks and gas stations will remain open. Restaurants will be open for takeout only, but non-essential stores like bars and gyms will close effective midnight tonight.
All right, that's San Francisco Mayor London Breed speaking on behalf of the six most populous Bay Area counties about the shelter-in-place rule in effect tonight at midnight until April 7th. So, Ben, what is this going to mean?
Well, it sounds really extreme, but it kind of depends on how you look at it. It's directing people to stay at home as much as possible, but it allows for emergency service providers to do their work. There is an exemption for childcare facilities providing services that enable essential employees to go to work. It also says that you should feel free to go out to the grocery store, which means that grocery store workers should be able to go around as well. You can go pick up prescriptions, so pharmacists. You can go out for walks or exercise, so long as you keep 6 feet between you and somebody else.
So it says shelter in place. So what about the thousands of unhoused people in the Bay Area who are unsheltered? What about them?
Right. Well, that's a major problem. And the order says this does not apply for people who don't have homes, but they're encouraged to find shelter somewhere.
And of course, we know shelters often put people in very close quarters.
That's right.
And what about the economic impact of this shelter-in-place order?
Well, Mayor Breed made other announcements today. This morning, she announced something called the Workers and Families First Program. It will include $10 million in public funding that will provide businesses money to provide an additional 5 days of sick leave pay to workers beyond their existing policies.
Okay.
The city also just passed a moratorium on residential evictions for people who've lost income due to virus prevention measures. You can find more information about San Francisco measures by calling 311. That's the hotline for people to get information regarding what's happening in the city. And we're going to provide helpful links at KALW.org and keep reporting on them as well.
Right. So back to this shelter-in-place mandate. It goes into effect tonight at midnight in six Bay Area counties: Marin, Contra Costa, Alameda, Santa Clara, San Mateo, San Francisco. How will it be enforced?
That's a great question. Here's what San Francisco Police Chief Bill Scott had to say about that.
We're asking the public to voluntarily comply. Now, this order, by law, is enforceable as a misdemeanor or failure to comply with it, but that is an absolute last resort. And I want to be clear about that. This is not about, you know, a criminal justice approach to a public health issue. This is about educating the public. This is about social distancing and practicing those safe protocols, and we will be a part of that education process. If we do get called to those situations, we're going to try to educate the public and point out why we are doing this, and we are asking for voluntary compliance.
So based on what he said, I don't think we're going to see many, if any, arrests for noncompliance, at least in San Francisco. This is more about education right now, about social distancing, washing your hands, mm-hmm. being aware of how you could be contagious, and watching out for each other until this storm passes.
All right. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Hannah.
Ben Trefney is KALW's news director, and we've added a blog with regular updates to the developing situation at KALW.org. Check it out and keep it bookmarked to stay up on what you need to know about what's happening in the Bay Area. And we want to hear from you. What should we be covering? What questions have you got? Share them by calling our newsroom at 415-264-7106. That's 415-264-7106. Or you can email us at news@klw.org.